There's a reason why we do what we do.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
There's a reason why we live how we live.
Right.
Amen. Because we're just pilgrims. We're passing through.
That's
amen.
Right.
We have our eyes on the cross.
Yes.
Amen. We are on a journey to our final destination.
Yes.
And that's Mount Zion.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. So we're strategic. Amen. In our journey.
Yes.
We're going somewhere.
Yes.
We're not just aimlessly doing something just to do something.
All right,
amen. Yes. We have a goal in our life.
Yes.
Amen. One of these days.
Yes.
And it won't be long.
Yes.
Somebody say you're going to look for me.
Yes.
And I'll be gone.
Yes.
Amen. But I'm making preparation.
Yes.
Amen. The old folks say I'm sending up my timber.
Yes.
Yellow! Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for moving on all our shortcomings, Lord, and giving us another chance on this side to get it right while we've been wrong. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Bless us only you can bless. Save us only you can save. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know you got all power.
doxology.
The one that knows all about us. We're asking you, Father, in children. Sometimes as fathers, they may not even share what they're going through. But God, we know that you understand all the secrets of all our hearts. We understand when we stand before you, God, we may as well be transparent because you know all about us anyway. I'm asking you, Father, by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would reach out and you will touch those children. We pray for those uncles. We pray for those aunts. We pray for those grandchildren and those cousins and those nephews, whoever they are and wherever they are. We're asking you, Father, by the anointing of your Holy Spirit, that during this special prayer time, you will bring our family back together. Some of us are in broken families and our families have broken relationships. But we're asking you, oh God, that you will come by here. Let your angel of love reach down in our family and begin to knit us back together again. Because we realize that family that stays together and prays together will always be that family that will be on top. We're asking you, God, for our family members that may be suffering from sickness in their body. I don't know, God, what they're going through, but God, you know. Maybe among brothers and sisters, I'm thinking about family members that are going through COVID-19 right now. Lord Jesus, we know that there's healing in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, oh God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will go by that hospital room. You will go by that room where they are in isolation. You would send forth your word, and your word will heal them today. We send forth your word by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, asking you to heal your people, asking you to deliver, and asking you to set them free. Now, God, there may be some parts of our family, people who are losing their homes because of financial need. Father God, we know that all the cattle on the thousand hills are yours and we are yours. Meet the needs of your people financially today in the name of Jesus. Maybe some members of our family, Lord Jesus, have turned away from believing you. We're asking you by the power of the Holy Spirit that you would arrest their spirit this morning and draw them back to you. Help them to realize we're living in the final days. And whatever we're going to do for you, we have to do it quickly. But more than anything else, oh God, help our family, Lord, to put you first in their lives. Not only first on Sunday mornings, but on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, Friday and Sunday. Let you be the center of their lives. Lord Jesus, you said it in your word. We lift you up. You will draw all men unto you. Bless our families individually and bless them collectively as we wait on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Anything for you. and be glad in this. Good to see all of you in the sanctuary this morning. And those of you that have joined us online, we thank God for our being here and being able to continue to worship in the midst of whatever we're going through. Amen? Amen. Amen. I am excited to see what God has for us and not for today. Remember that we have Bible study on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. You call in on the phone line. Amen? Amen. Also, this Thursday, we have our mission fellowship, which will be at 7 p.m., and we have the Zoom link and the dial-in, and you know that information, some of the information that we sent out to you, like it always was to remind you, but you know we have a good time when we do that at 7 p.m., amen? Your lives also gives us a very good lesson for that day. The lesson for this Thursday will be trust in God. Trust in God. Oh, yeah, we need to do that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. In times like this, we need to be trusting in God.
Yes.
Amen. Boy, y'all, mission meeting all up in my sermon. What's going on here? Oh, boy. Get excited. Amen. I will be there on the Zoom and looking forward to seeing each and every one of you. Okay. August 26th to 28th will be the Seaboard Baptist, Missionary Baptist Association, Ministers and Deacon Union. Should be from August 26th to the 28th. And New Jerusalem, if you haven't been involved, you got no reason not to be involved. I will be expecting to see you. On Saturday, August 28th, we have Reverend Lyles will be there on 10 a.m. for the Mission Hour Power during that hour. And on Friday evening, August 27th, at 7 p.m., New Jerusalem and Pastor Clark will be bringing that sermon for the union. I expect us all, it'll be right here in the sanctuary. Here before 7 p.m. we will be zoomed into the association. Amen?
Amen.
It'll be a good time. Choir be on duty, ushers be on duty, and everybody be in the sanctuary to support me. And if you belong to me, I expect to see you. If you want to stay belong to me, I expect to see you. Amen. Amen. You know I won't put you out, but you know what I want you to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It's a good time. Amen. It's a good time to be had, amen? And we thank God that they're asking us, and we belong to a great association, and be staying educated, amen. I want to remember, say it before I forget, remember, let's remember the bereaved family. Mother McDowell passed away this week, and we also had the mother of Pastor McLeod, right?
Tracy
McLeod passed away. That's Peace Missionary Baptist Church. So we need to stay in prayer for those families, okay? For those ministries and those families that God heals their heart, okay? Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. God has a word for us today in that area also. But we do need to know that people of God, God is still in control no matter what's going on. And we are just here for his glory. That's it. Y'all got that, right? We're for God's glory. And he choose to do whatever he choose to do, that's his business. I'm going to tell you about that. And once we get that, we'll be all right. He will do just what he said he would do. He may not do it the way we want it, but he will do it. Okay? And once we walk and get in his will, we'll be just all right. Okay? We are a learned ministry. We know what the word of God says. Amen? You know, before you go home today, I want to be talking to all of the membership. Stay after service today. I will be talking to you after the service today. Okay? All is well. Just want to keep you informed. Amen? Have a chat with the pastor. Amen. I think I have covered everything. I covered mission. I covered Bible study. And Deacon Frill, I missed your birthday last Sunday. You tricked me. You don't blame Sister Frill because she ain't tell me a word. And my birthday, little birdie, she wasn't here. She was on a trip, so she didn't remind me whose birthday. But we ain't forgot you, buddy. Okay?
All right.
We ain't forgot you. We love you.
Love you too.
Our pastor love you.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. I love both of you guys. Amen. We're going to wish you a good happy birthday. We're going to have a good happy wedding later on. Everybody don't go home. We're going to take care of him real good. Amen?
Amen.
Thank God for everything that he is doing. I don't see no business. I think everyone here is at home. But I do call up people I have not seen. And I see Jean down there, Brother Hudson, her little 47. Amen. She hasn't been in a while, so I haven't been asking no strange questions. I miss her. Amen. I'm glad to see you. I'm available for you to ask after church. Amen. I mean, it's been a while since I see you. I'm happy. I'm happy when I see that she come back. Amen. Amen. She has been being faithful. She just has been out. Everyone's doing their COVID thing. Amen.
And
we thank God that God has been faithful to us and he's been keeping us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's offering time.
Yes.
The Bible says, bring your tithes in the storehouse, it'll be meat in my house. And the Bible says, prove me not, child of God. See, that'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you cannot receive. Amen.
Amen.
You know, those that are not in the sanctuary with us, you know the platforms that you can give. We got the Cash App, we got the text your tithe in, as you all have been using very effectively. Continue to do that as we move forward and doing the things we have to do for the ministry. Amen?
Amen.
And God will bless you. We are learning people. We know that God was to get his tithe first. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let me have that analog system check, please. I want to show you how people, even other ministries, so on this. I'm going to say this to show you, encourage you. Amen. Thank you. Just by us mentioning, Sister Furlow has a niece that's a pastor. Deacon Furlow has a niece that's a pastor. Okay? I just want to, just so I can get her name, I want to show you how God has a way of giving. Okay? Her ministry is in America's Georgia, and it's the Word of Faith ministry, and she sowed a seed into New Jerusalem. Her ministry sowed a seed into New Jerusalem under the elder Gloria Bryant. And
yes.
I thank God for her.
Yes.
Amen. And she says that she watches and observes the service and watches the message. We thank God for her.
Yes.
I didn't want them to go unmentioned, because anybody want to give to God's house, they can. And we thank God for her seeing and her spirit being led by the Spirit to give to her. I thank God that she sowed into good ground. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me bless this offering in advance.
Yes.
Before you give. Well, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you right now for waking up this morning and starting us on our way.
Yes.
We thank you for this portion of service, Father God, because we know giving is a part of worship. We know what the Bible says, that we ought to bring all the tithes into the storehouse. We are learned people, Father God, and it has nothing just to do with our money, but Father, everything that you have that we are entitled to, we're being obedient to you. You said that you will be rebuked and devoured for our sins.
Yes.
Father God, so even if you don't give us more, you will help us maintain that which we have.
Yes.
Father God, as we do what you ask us to do, Father God, we just ask you to do what you say you would do for your people. You say you would enlarge their territory. You said that you'll make a way out of no way for them. You are Jehovah Jireh. I read somewhere in your word that you say you got cattle on 1,000 hills. It said, in your house there are many mansions, and if it were not so, you would have told us so. So, Father God, we know that you can do all things and all things well. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, if you don't fix the situation, fix us when we become better in the situation.
Yes.
Bless your people as they give unto you, Father God. You know their circumstance and their situation, Father God. Return it back to them sevenfold, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Yes.
Let this offering be used for the betterment of building your kingdom. And when given days are over down here, save some place anywhere in your kingdom. Anywhere will be just all right with us. And all who love the Lord say amen. Ushers,
amen.
Say amen.
Thank you.
you ought to be the hand this morning. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, choir. Job well done. Thank you. I want you to turn in your Bibles with us this morning to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. And when you get there, after I pray this prayer, we will commence reading at verse number 1. I will focus on the sermonic spotlight on verse number 1 through 7 of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. Let's pray. Lord of God, I ask this your name in all the earth. Father God, it's once again another time we stand behind the holy roster and stand up to proclaim your word. Father God, we understand the seriousness of your word. We realize that without a word from you, what will we do? Father God, we know that heaven and earth will pass away, but not one sound of your word will pass away. Father God, we need a word from you. We need leadership, guidance. We need encouragement. We want to walk closer with you. Father God, give us the ability and the knowledge, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, drawing back the draperies of misunderstanding so that we can understand your word. Father God, right now, we aren't able to do it without you. So we ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to stay with us and exhibit his perfect preaching and teaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus. Bind Satan as he goes to and fro, trying to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people. Father God, we realize that we perish for lack of knowledge. So we ask, oh Father God, to impart your knowledge upon us. And then, Father God, give us the boldness right now and the faith to walk according to the dictates of your word. Use me in spite of me. Hide me behind the cross. Look beyond my faults, Father God, and see my needs. Use me that what you have called me to do, and that's in part to your people, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. If you would do these few and simple things, O Heavenly God, we'll be careful to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people hearing. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, beginning at the first verse. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, Peter, he did, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. May I read that verse again, y'all mind? Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. But prayer, verse 5 says, but prayer was made without ceasing by the church. I'd like to use for a subject from which to have a conversation with you today. by the help of the Holy Ghost. Simply, but God.
But God.
But God. And take your seats in the presence of the Lord. But God.
Yes.
My brothers and sisters, the early days of the church witnessed the power of God moving in miraculous ways. 3,000 people were saved in Acts chapter 2. Then another 5,000 were saved in Acts chapter 4. They were marked by the manifest presence and power of God to the degree that fear came upon every soul. But not everyone was pleased, Reverend Lyle. The Jewish leaders arrested them and forbade them to preach the gospel. But that did not stop the growth of the church. They stoned Stephen to death. But that did not stop the growth of the church. They gave Saul letters of authority to persecute the people of the faith. But that certainly did not work, because he got saved on the Damascus Road and became the Apostle Paul. They scattered the church to the four winds by the means of persecution. And still, the church continued to prosper and to grow.
Yes.
That brings us to our text this morning. This Herod in verse 1, you all, is Herod Agrippa the First. He is the grandson of Herod the Great. He was raised in Rome by Gaius, who became Emperor Caligula, who gave him the tetras of Galilee and Judea. I mean, made him in charge. And now he's on the throne, a tyrant. And he stretches forth his hand. He reaches out to vex certain of the church. Before I move into the text, I want you to find one or two words that will help us to get what Luke is saying to us in Acts. He vexed certain of the church. That word vexed in our vernacular means a petty annoyance, something that gets on your nerve and vexes you. If you're like me, a person that likes things in place clean, and you're someone who is disorderly, unable to clean up after yourself, you would vex me. If you're always early on time and you are required to deal with an individual that is always late or finds a reason to be late, that would vex you. Are you following me?
Amen.
But that is not what the text is talking about this morning. It is not talking about a petty annoyance that you can just fix whenever you get ready. It is talking about oppression. Persecution. Herod Agrippa the First stretched forth his hand to persecute, and here's the second word, certain of the church. Certain of the church. Not everybody was being vexed. And the reason everybody was not being vexed, because everybody wasn't serving God. Did y'all hear me? And if the devil is not bothering you this morning, it may be because you are not bothering him. If you're not having opposition and trying to serve God, every time you try to do the right thing, evil is always present.
Well.
If you're not having the wind in your face, it may be because you are not doing anything. The only way Satan will vex you is if you are working in the kingdom. The only way you will suffer persecution and opposition is if you are doing everything you can to please our God.
Yeah.
And it's always an uphill journey.
Yes, it is.
To those of you who are at ease in Zion, to those of you who are comfortable in your Christianity, the Holy Spirit not only comes to comfort the afflicted, but to afflict the comfortable. Yes. Do you understand what I just said? Yes. Whenever you're doing the will of God, you can't look for Satan to vex you, to oppose you, to persecute you, to give you what the scripture calls a thorn in the flesh. The message of Satan to buffet you, to hurt you, to push you, to delay you, to prune you. And if that is not what is going on in your life, it may be that you are not doing anything. If you're not giving God your best service, Satan is not going to bother you. You don't have time to come to church. You don't have time to listen to church. You don't come, you just come when you feel like it. You don't want to pay your tithes. You're not involved with any ministry. Everybody should have some ministry. Everybody part of the mission department. Everybody got some ministry. You're not concerned about the loss. You can go right back to being spiritually comatose if that's what you desire. God will not allow anything to oppose you. But if you're giving God your all, your spirit will be vexed. Your work will be vexed. But you know what? Deacon Frohlich, God has a way of taking you out of your vexation.
Yes, sir.
Walk me around the text. Herod vexed certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John. This same James, the son of thunder, he was called, is the first Christian martyr. He is put to death for his faith. I'm sure before James died, walk with Pastor, he thought about the words Jesus spoke when his mother came to Jesus to ask Jesus to give him and his brother John right hand and left hand seats in the kingdom. The wife of Zebedee, the mother of James and John, did that. Came to Jesus and said, when you come into your kingdom, master, give my sons right hand and left hand seats. Jesus said, right hand and left hand seats are not mine to give, but is given of my Father. And to sit in those seats, listen to me, brother Huston, you got to suffer persecution.
All right.
You think you've been called to preach? It's not a call to glamour. It's not a call to glamour. It's a call to persecution.
Yeah.
You want a pastor? It's not a call to glamour. It's about persecution. It's about being lonely. It's about suffering. It's about sacrificing your relationships. It's about doing without for the kingdom's sake.
Yeah.
Because if it's about you, you will never be vexed in your spirit.
Yeah.
But if it's about God, you are on Satan's hit list. Those who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Jesus said, in this world, you have trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Well, hear me. If you're going to live godly in Christ Jesus, you will have to do some suffering. The call to serve God is a call to give up your life, give up your pleasure, give up what you want to do. You may not be invited to everything. You better have time to go out with everybody. You have to prepare yourself to serve God.
Yes.
In serving God, you're going to lose some friends. You can't turn it up when your birthday is Deacon Furlough.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you go out just have dinner, you got something in your glass, everybody's going to wonder what you got in your glass.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes. You're going to lose some friends.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to offend some family. There's going to be some people who used to talk to you who don't talk to you anymore. But it does not matter if you are serving God. I'm trying to leave that alone But Peter came to Jesus one day and said, Lord, we have left everything. We have forsaken everything to follow you. What are we going to get in return? Jesus said, no man. I like this one. I'm loving it. No man, having left mother and father, brother and sisters, house and land for my sake, when I come into the kingdom, he will receive it back 100-fold.
Yeah.
Serving the Lord will pay off.
After a while.
Not just after a while, but there are some benefits in serving the Lord right now.
Yes, yes.
You need to see it in this text.
Yes, yes.
Walk with me through it. Yes. When Herod Agrippa saw that he pleased the Jews, that the Jews were bloodthirsty as Herod Agrippa was, he went beyond James to Peter. I want you to listen to Pastor. He went after the main leaders. My lead servant, listen. Yes. He went after the main leaders. Don't be quick to put your hand into a leadership position. Because when you put yourself out there, Satan is going to try you to see if you are in it for the right reasons. Because serving God does not mean you will not get cancer. I see how quiet y'all got there. God may not answer your prayer. Let's see, can I show you before I go any deep into the text? James is killed. Peter is delivered. Both of them serving God.
Yes.
Both of them preaching the gospel.
Yes.
But both of them doing the right thing.
Yes.
One is killed and the other is delivered. Which means God does whatever he pleases and he wants to do. For whatever reason he chooses to do it. Whatever reason he chooses to do it, it's his business. All we have to do is trust God. If we die or if we are delivered. Because if God does not deliver on this side, he delivers on the other side. Lord, help me to preach this without crying. Because death is not the end for the believer. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, death is not, I'm saying, I wish I was smart enough to say this. Lord have mercy, spiritually of death. What? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, death is not the period that ends the great sentence of life, but rather a comma which punctuates it to a more lofty significance. Wow! Did y'all get that? He didn't stop there. He said, death is not a blind alley which leads into a state of nothingness, but rather an open door that leads into life eternal. If God chooses to let me be killed, it is for his glory. If God chooses to deliver me, it's for his glory. If God chooses to let me get out of my sickbed, it is for his glory. If God chooses that I die of my illness, it is for his glory. Are y'all with Pastor?
Amen.
So I'm going to come to church. Y'all with me? Says Angela. I'm going to come to church and celebrate every chance I get. You are looking at me like I've lost my mind. You're right. I've lost my natural mind. I'm in the spirit. Here we go. Anita Brown is in church today. Because when Deacon Peter Drinking went down, we began to pray that he would get up. I said, Lord, you're not going to take him. This is my youngest deacon. I don't have a church full of deacons.
Yes, Lord.
Let him get up. I just knew he was going to get up.
Yes, yes.
Neither, but God, Peter did get up.
Yes.
Just not on this side.
Yes.
God just chose to deliver. Just praying.
Yes.
Y'all hear me? Brother Raymond Morrison and God made cancer look stupid and weak. We prayed for him to get up. And he hung in there. God had him. But God chose to deliver, just not in the way we pray. Sister Fear didn't stop coming to church. Came in to respond on the faith even though she couldn't. Because we who are in God, in Christ Jesus, know that our last breath here.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
It's our first breath there.
Yes.
Y'all know passages in the Bible, right?
Yes.
The Bible said that if this house of this earthly tabernacle is dissolved, we have another building. A house not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens. Didn't fall, but God. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to those that are called according to his purpose. But God. And we know that we have committed unto him, and he is able to keep it against that day.
Yes.
I want you to see the text. I want you to see in this text, God's power is seen in his peace.
Yes.
God's power is seen in his peace. God's power is seen in how God gives his children peace.
Yes. Yes.
It is right here in the text. Herod kept Peter in prison. Y'all with me?
Uh-huh.
But prayer.
Right.
That is where the situation starts to turn around.
Yes.
But prayer. Peter is in prison.
Yes.
But God. But he is not Herod's prisoner.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I wish I had somebody shout with me here.
Yes.
He's in prison, but he is not Herod's prisoner. Y'all help me, because I want to get carried away here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whatever prison you and I are in this morning, but God, if you're in God's, if you are God's child, you are not the devil's prisoner.
Yeah.
getting ready to turn it around. They kept Peter in prison. But God.
Prayer.
So many in this morning supposed to be on the streets. But God made you a deacon instead. Somebody in here should have been on drugs, still on drugs. But God said, no, you won't go to church. Can I get a witness up there? Somebody should have been in jail right now for some of the stuff you done did. But God said, guess what? I'll keep what you done undercover and you get your behind in church. Nothing in our background says we should be where we are right now. But God,
yes, Lord.
Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I'm loving this thing. Something on the sound of my voice supposed to be dead, sleeping in your grave. But the grace of God kept you from going all the way to destruction. I'm glad somebody prayed for me. I'm glad that Doris Sands, my grandmother, prayed for me. My godmother, Dorothy Lang, prayed for me all the way in the Bahamas. They had me on their mind. They said, we knew you were going to do something for the Lord, so we kept you on the prayer line. I'm glad, I don't know about you, that my mama and my daddy prayed for me. I'm glad I am today because somebody prayed for me. But God. And when they prayed, the butt of God intervened into my very existence. The Bible says, but prayer was made without ceasing by the church. When I ask you to pray, that's going to take a lot. I know you're praying. I'm just encouraging you to keep on, keep the fire burning. Constant prayer. Earnest prayer. Prayer made without ceasing in the testimonies. They pray like Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. They pray so hard, Sister Phil. They pray so uninterrupted that their favorite TV show did not get in the way of their prayer. Their sorority meeting did not get in the way of their prayer or coming to church. Their Hindu or their Manny or Petty did not come before prayer. Don't you dare put anything before prayer. If you're going to undertake anything for the Lord, bathe it in prayer. I want you to see God's power in his peace. Listen to this, y'all. I'm in the book. Peter's scheduled to be tried and executed the next morning. And what is he doing? What is he doing? Ask me. What is Peter doing? I'm glad y'all asked. Peter is not praying for deliverance. What you say? Get up here and preach this sermon. Peter's not writing his last will and testament. He is not crying, screaming, or begging for mercy. The night before Peter is to be executed, Peter is sleeping.
Yeah.
I need a real worshiper right here. Peter heard Jesus saying, John chapter 19 and verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Philippians chapter 4, verses 60. I'm in the book, Deacon Fredo. Be careful for nothing. But everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart in your mind in Christ Jesus. You can sleep in the midst of your prison, circumstance, and situation.
But God.
I want you to get what Pastor said.
Yes.
The fact that Peter is sound asleep the night before his trial and execution, demonstrates his trust in God. I'm in the text. Because the Bible says that God will make you sleep sweet. It's in the Bible. He said he will make your sleep sweet. While other people are walking the floor, worried about being laid off, you are sleeping.
Yes.
I've been young, and now I'm old.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have never seen the righteous forsaking nor his seed, begging bread. While that world seems to be going to hell in a handbasket, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein, he has founded it upon the seas. Y'all can quote it with me. And established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in the holy place? He that has a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm in the book.
Yes.
From the Lord, and righteousness from God of his salvation.
Yes.
This is the generation of them that seek thee, that seek your face, yes. Jacob. Lift up your head. All you gates. He talking to the church now.
Yes, yes.
That's the church. And be ye lifted up, the everlasting nose. And the kingdom of glory shall come in.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Yes.
Can I run? Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord strong in battle. Lift up your head. O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? You're liking that thing, huh? The Lord strong and mighty. He is the King of glory. I will lift up mine head unto the hill from whence coming my help. Oh, I know I'm in the book.
My help coming.
Yes. From the Lord.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Behold, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. Sorry, y'all. I say you should up. I'm making that thing personal. The Lord is a shade upon my right hand.
Yes.
The sun shall not smite me by day, dear father, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve by going in and by coming out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, 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 sir. From this time forth.
Yes, sir.
And even forevermore.
Yes, sir.
The fact that Peter is sleeping.
Yes, Lord.
The night before his execution demonstrates he has great trust in the Lord. New Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, hear for me. This is the shout in the text. Peter, listen now, listen. I was studying this day. Peter is sleeping so hard. Stay with me. He's sleeping so soundly. It's right here in verse 7. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the right side.
Yes.
And raised him up. Walk through the text with me. Saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands.
Yes, yes.
Behold, in the text, when you see that, means pay attention. Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, light shining in the prison. Now here's the shout. And the angel smote smoked Peter on the side.
Yeah.
I want you all to shout out here. Peter was sleeping so hard here alive.
Yeah.
The angel just didn't shake Peter. The angel said, get up, boy. Because when you trust God,
yeah.
Whatever is going on the outside is not really bothering you.
Yeah.
Look at the text. The angel struck him, punched him hard in his side.
Yeah.
It's right in the text. And raised him up. Uh-huh. Y'all saw the text, right?
Yeah.
Sister Philia, raised him up does not mean brought him up and stood him on his feet. It means the angel hit him so hard, Peter was sleeping like he was dead.
Yeah.
So the angel had to resuscitate Peter. Oh, y'all didn't see me. When you know God got your back, they would really have to wake you up. Wow, you sleep hard. You don't know who's keeping me. You don't know who has my situation under control. You don't know who's taking care of me.
Yeah.
That's why when I get a chance to sleep, I'm going to take my little self to bed at night and go to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't care what bill ain't paid. I don't care who mad. I'm going to sleep. If God is up all night, I'm going to sleep. Let me work this text for you here for a minute. Told the angel, the Lord came in. Y'all with me?
Yes.
And said, I went there and said, you're in prison. The light shined in. He woke him up, had to resuscitate him, like resurrect him. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself. This is verse 8. I didn't give y'all that verse, but listen to this. Listen to the verse. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. You see me, Reverend Lyles? Watch this. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garments about thee and follow me. Reverend Dr. A.J. Wright, real gifted pastor, one of my daddy's spirit, great preacher. He gave a script and said that he was doing a revival. He said, in a revival, coming back from the revival, he said that he was in Texas and he had to get back. He was in the middle part of Texas, he had to get back to Dallas. He said that it was snowing so hard, he had to get off the road. So he pulled into a rest stop, took a rest, got something to eat, y'all with me, and got ready to go, but it was still snowing. A trucker told him, Pastor, where you going? Well, I'm trying to get to Dallas. Trucker said, that's where I'm going to. So I tell you what you do, Reverend Lyle. He said, you get behind me. Follow me. Don't you get too close.
Yeah.
Because if you get too close, the ice from my wheels will ice up your windshield. He said, don't get too far back.
Yeah.
Because the storm will blow you off the road.
Right.
Oh, y'all ain't feeling me.
Yeah.
If you gonna follow Jesus,
yeah,
you got to get right behind Jesus.
Yeah.
And when you get right behind Jesus,
yeah,
you can't get too close, Brother Hudson.
Yeah.
Because his glory is too much for us to handle. And if we stay too far back, y'all ain't feeling me. If we stay too far back, the enemy will knock us off the road. So guess what? He that is the Lord is in good hands. He will hide me in his tabernacle. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Stand your ground. Don't let the devil take your course, but God.
But God.
The angel came into the prison. want you to know, Peter was guarded by four quintillions of soldiers.
Yes.
That's 16 soldiers. Four, they worked 3-hour shifts. Four on, four off. Two of them was chained to Peter. Two of them watched the doors. Y'all with me? Y'all want to go to mercy with me? I don't care what situation you in. If God want to get to you,
Jesus,
he will get to you.
Yes,
yes, yes.
It said that when the angel told Peter to get up, listen, the chain fell off his hands. The guards didn't wake up. Listen, it said, Brother Hudson, the door was open. This scripture, now check out what open means. This don't mean like a door being open that can just be closed back. The text means when God opens something, Sister Miller, he snatches it off the hinges.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
I got
Jesus.
Y'all feeling me? So that means and no one can close it again. What are you talking about, Pastor?
Yeah, yeah.
When Jesus was on the cross, it said that the veil in the temple was ripped in two. That means that they couldn't close the veil back up. Because God said, I did not have access to you. I know another thing. When Jesus came to the Jordan River, it said that the heavens were opened up. And the dove descended on Jesus. That means that the heavens were ripped open. God said, there's no more barrier ever between you and me. Y'all ain't feeling it. He said, I don't care what situation. I am not a high priest that's not aware of what you are going through. You let the devil make you think that you're isolated. He's a liar and the truth ain't in it. I don't care how far I fall, Brother Anderson. Nothing can snatch me out of God's hand. Nothing. When you hear them deacons sing, say that he reached way down. God know how to reach way down. Don't hear me? But God. Be thankful we serve God, a God like that, right? But God. May God bless and keep you.
Yeah,
this is my prayer. Give God your heart today.
If you're not following God and you got discouraged for whatever reason, it was something kept you back. God said, I'm married to the backslider. He said, you forgot about me. You gave up me, but I didn't give up on you. He said, rededicate your life back to me. If you're looking for a church home, New Jerusalem, we will accept you as you are. We don't look. You're not looking for a God that's not looking for a perfect people. We'll accept you just as you are. This is a place where the word is powerful and our worship is passionate. We invite you in. We'll walk down the King's Highway together. Is there one today?
Church say,
God has spoken.